Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
On the line now is a TV presenter and star of The Only Way is Essex. Fern McCann is on the line, and she is someone who is prepared for anything this Christmas and is very, very Christmassy herself, I'm told. Fern, how's it going?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Firstly, belated congratulations on the birth of your daughter, Finty. How old is she now?
Oh, thank you so much. She's 5 months and she's currently sat here on my lap.
Best
so
girl.
I'm really hoping that she's a good girl, a good girly. So, thank you so much.
Are you getting
she's
any sleep?
Gorgeous.
Are you getting any sleep with this one?
Oh, no,
no.
That's the only thing. She's a lovely, very calm, chill baby, but she just doesn't like to sleep in
okay.
the night.
Okay. How many hours do you get her down for? You get at least 4 or 5.
Oh, well, there's no two nights that are the same. Like, I am literally like a walking zombie, but she's so worth it. I couldn't even tell you. I wake up and I think, how many hours was it last night? But yeah, she's so worth it.
And that'll be for the rest of your life. unfortunately, listen, let's talk about Christmas. You believe in the more the merrier approach. Is that right? You like a
definitely.
Lot of people around for Christmas.
Oh, I think Christmas is all about having all your friends and family over, and I'm all for the more the merrier. I would hate for anyone to be by themselves at Christmas. I'm not saying everyone can come round like it's an open house, but yeah, definitely. Like if there's any neighbours, elderly neighbours, or you know, if friends can't get back to their loved ones, then I would definitely have them round ours.
That is so lovely. I remember, I think my mom still does it. She puts a candle in the window and takes the curtains off the front room. So it's an old tradition that if there were strangers passing by, and they'd be always welcome in the house with the candle in the window. Do you know that way? So that's it. Maybe you should
do
that.
That.
You should do that. You probably have every Tom, Dick and Harry knocking on your house on Christmas Day. Maybe not the greatest of ideas for you. But listen, I saw there was a debate raging amongst your millions of followers about your apparently strict Christmas present rule. Can you explain what all the controversy was about that?
Oh, my goodness. I saw this in the press. So basically, my mum had this rule when growing up that we wasn't allowed to open our presents until we got dressed. Now, becoming a parent, I totally understand why she'd done that. Very savvy of my mum to, you know, just to encourage me and my sister to get dressed for the day. And our tradition is that we've always dressed up and glammed up. I think it's the only day of the year that you can actually, you know, come down in your front room in sequins and,
yeah.
and high heels. So I'm definitely reliving that tradition. I love that. But yeah, it definitely outraged everyone. They were like, what? You had to wait until you were dressed to open your prezzies. So I think that's one tradition that I'm going to ditch now that I'm a parent. It's no fun, even though it definitely was worth the wait.
Yeah.
But yeah, with the One for All research, with the campaign that I've been working on, the One Roof, One Christmas, is they found that 78% of respondents are actually open to embracing new traditions.
Okay.
And I definitely think that I'm part of that 78%, especially now being in a blended family. You know, mm-hmm. me and my partner have had to sit down and say, okay, what traditions did you love? What did I love? And then we're blending them together.
I like that. I like they actually have a discussion around it. That's lovely. And can we talk about the tradition of bubble and squeak? This is quite a British thing and I absolutely love it. But can you explain to the Irish public what exactly it is?
Oh my goodness, bubble and squeak. Well, especially because my grandparents were from East London and it's a real hearty East London, I was going to say cuisine or delicacy, but
it is.
It just reminds me so much of my grandparents, and bubble and squeak is just the best. It's the best meal. And also you could call it like Monday pie. So it's basically all the leftovers, very sustainable. We don't like food mm-hmm. waste in our mm-hmm. house. All the leftovers from a roast dinner or a Christmas dinner. And then you basically, this sounds gross, but you basically mash and cut it up and fry it off and serve it with, you can serve it with a fried egg. You can serve it with some some cabbage or any sort of like pickles and things like that. So it's great for a Boxing Day dinner. Do you not have it in Ireland?
Do you know what? I have it because my husband grew up in Bristol. So I'm very accustomed to it and I absolutely love it. And it's a tradition that I want to keep. But here's another tradition. What's this I hear about an early morning sing song in your house on Christmas morning? That's a new one on me. Are you seriously having like a carol service in your house on Christmas Day?
Oh, so I think I've missed the boat this Christmas, but I had this idea that I wanted to basically invite all my friends. So I love the idea, like, don't get me wrong, I love my family and I think Christmas is all about spending it with family. But I love the idea of having a Christmas carol, like a Christmas carol get together around my kitchen island. So you basically email the Christmas carols to everyone that has said yes to the invite. And you just have a merry old time. So you have some mulled wine, some slow gin, mince pies, sausage rolls, and just sing Christmas carols. I just think that would be so lovely.
Actually, now that you say it, it is, because I have a few friends that love an old sing song. So this, they'll definitely be around if I email them this idea. Come here. You mentioned there the One for All. Tell me about this Christmas campaign. It's called One Roof, One Christmas. What is that all about?
So it's all about celebrating the evolving traditions and celebrations of the holiday season. And it really resonated with me, like I said, being in a blended family, blending those traditions. But the great thing is with One for All gift cards is they're just the perfect present for especially those unexpected guests. Or guests or family members that you don't really know them as well. Where it's a multi-store gift card, and with over 100, and you can spend it with over 170 brands and online retailers, it really does cater to everyone's taste. So there are a really good gift and it's a really lovely campaign to be a part of.
Well, fair play to you. And finally, Fern, before I let you go, have you any plans personally or professionally for 2024?
So I'm currently filming for a brand new series of our reality show, My Family and Me.
Okay.
And that's on with ITVB. So that's full on. We do get a little break over Christmas, which is great. And do you know what? I'm just so focusing on motherhood at the moment. You know, my little one, she's 5 months. So just see what the new year brings.
Good on you. Listen, lovely to chat. Happy Christmas. Fern, it's lovely to talk to you. Again, congratulations on your new addition to the family.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.